Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Before the latest, Simon Marks, our U.S. Bureau chief, joins us from Washington, D.C. And Simon, you know, in choosing Ms. Harris, Mr. Biden is likely setting the dynamics for the 2024 election. What is Ms. Harris's track record?
Well, setting the dynamics for 2024, provided they both now go on and win in 2020, of course, Adam. Look, she's a political centrist like Joe Biden. She comes from California, a state that the Democrats are going to win regardless of who's on the ticket. The outcome of the election in California is never in doubt, given the size of the Democrat majority there. So it's an unusual choice in the sense that presidential candidates normally like to pick someone who is not necessarily their political soulmate and who might deliver a particular state into their hands ahead of the November election. But this is a different campaign that Joe Biden is running because he knows that if he wins in January of 2021, when he's sworn in at 78, he will be the oldest man ever to assume the role of President of the United States. So he wanted to find someone in whom he felt supremely confident, lest anything happen to him during his period of time in office. That is how he has lit on Kamala Harris, even though at times in the presidential debates, she absolutely savaged him just a few months ago when she was trying to become the Democrats' presidential standard bearer. They have buried the hatchet in the aftermath of those debates and clearly found enough common ground to go ahead now as a team. A former career prosecutor, a former attorney general of California, someone who has proved enormously popular on the campaign trail in California and in other parts of the country with a smile that, when it's used, can light up the entire country. So a new problem for President Trump and his vice president, Mike Pence, who, of course, will face off against Kamala Harris in a televised debate between the two candidates for vice president in a few weeks' time. At the White House a short while ago, President Trump launched his first salvo against Joe Biden's choice.
She's a big tax raiser. She's a big slasher of funds for our military. And she's got a lot of difficult things that she's going to have to explain. Plus, she was very, very nasty to one of the reasons that surprised me. She was probably nastier than even Pocahontas to Joe Biden. She was very disrespectful to Joe Biden.
By Pocahontas, of course, President Trump is using the word that he often uses to refer to Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. That adjective nasty is a word that many observers here have pointed out President Trump usually reserves for powerful women. And there is no question that the performance that Kamala Harris has offered as a senator from California serving on the Judiciary Committee, where she has filleted senior figures from within Donald Trump's inner circle when they've testified on Capitol Hill, is precisely the kind of skill that Joe Biden hopes she'll bring to the campaign.
Indeed, Simon, and we're less than, 3 months away from the presidential election. And you know, despite President Trump's protest, it looks like the mail-in votes are expected to flood election offices. I mean, tell us where the matters stand as of now.
Well, there's no question that postal voting and mail-in ballots are going to be a critical factor in this year's presidential election campaign. Because of the COVID-19 situation, which is going to prevent many Americans, or at least dissuade many Americans, from going to the polls in person. President Trump claims, without any factual basis, that millions of American votes are cast fraudulently in American elections, and he is avowedly opposed to the use of mail-in voting, even though he himself has registered for a postal vote. There are grave concerns here about the capacity of the US Postal Service, which is facing funding cuts at the hands of the Trump White House, to cope with the millions of postal ballots that will be cast this November. And that's one reason why many observers believe we're not going to get a result of this election on election night itself. There will be legal challenges all over the country. And for Joe Biden having a career prosecutor on the ticket, that might not hurt either.
All right, Simon, thank you very much for that report. That was Simon Marks in Washington, D.C. for us.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.